from executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the City of Angels. Good morning. You made it to Friday. Not unlike it. I
love it.
Oh, yeah.
Get it?
It's Friday and it's going to party time.
Shout out to our homie Nelson, one of our favorite phone calls of all time.
It's Friday and it's going to party time.
The best Thursday phone call we've ever gotten about a Friday.
Can you imagine his life, how good it is that it was Thursday and he thought it was a legit Friday? Like, in his mind, he was like, it's Friday, let's so go to party time.
It's either good or terribly sad.
Because
my brother will say, like, man, I just realized, like, it doesn't matter what time I get up any time of the week. And then he goes, so that's a little bit too free.
It's like you actually wonder what he says on Friday, right?
Right.
I know.
Friday.
He's like, why are you celebrating? He's like, every day is Friday for me.
Yeah.
Good morning, Brian.
What up,
Good
y'all?
Morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tamra.
Good morning.
Hit us up on social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. You can call or text us at 877-971-HITS. Good morning, producer Brad.
Good morning.
Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
Man, do we have tons of new music to unpackage for you today.
Hey.
Feeling good, DJ Khaled dropping Father of Asada, the album Straight Up Fuego. Celebrate was on repeat after I heard it. Nipsey Hussle and John Legend. What a great collab right there, man. Also, Halsey dropping Nightmare. We'll get more into that all day today, especially on DJ Khaled album. And what I appreciate about having DJ Majestic on board is, bro, you had such a unique upbringing in music growing up in New York.
Mm-hmm.
But then you came to college out here in Cali, yeah. San Marcos, Cal State San Marcos. So you got best of both worlds during when hip-hop was, like, legit, legit dope.
Yeah, I talk to my East Coast friends about West Coast artists. They'd be like, who is that? You know
right.
what I mean? So I do have both worlds.
So in hearing it and catching up with DJ Majestic, he's like, oh, that's an old-school Diddy sample right there. Or this or that. And it's, like, so cool the way we're going to unpackage for you coming up next inside the Chelsea Reports. Chelsea, how did it go last night, girl? Doing the red carpet at the ASCAP Music Awards. And for those that don't know, what is ASCAP? Because it's a big deal.
Yeah, so ASCAP it's basically the company that they represent songwriters. So all the biggest songwriters in the industry, and not all of them, like half and half, because there's also BMI, but they basically are the ones that pay them. You know what I mean? They're kind of like their agency in a right. sense. So last night was all about kind of honoring the biggest songwriters, and it was pop music. So in pop music. So, you know, all the songs we play on the radio for the most part, a lot of the songwriters were there. So they honored Billie Eilish and her brother, Phineas, who obviously have had a massive year since they've released her album.
Do they co-write Billie Eilish and her
literally,
brother?
Yeah, they co-write and produce entire album. They're like, it's cute. They're siblings, but they've been doing it their whole entire lives, just kind of like in their bedrooms, just writing music. So
that's
it's pretty cool. Yeah, it was awesome. It was a really fun night. Blondie performed, which was pretty crazy. Billy performed. It was awesome, and it was cool because giving a spotlight to these songwriters who don't necessarily always get the spotlight because right. they're behind the scenes, but hearing kind of stories of how they connected with these artists and, you know, that one song yeah. that changed their life. So
right.
it was really cool.
I think the best part about ASCAP is all the wacky, like, company names, because everybody's got like their own little like ASCAP registration name, like Dirty Fruit Flies. And, like, who writes that song? Like, oh, that's like Billie Eilish's brother's company or something. It's like if you go through the ASCAP registration names, they're hysterical.
If you had a choice, okay, you'd be great at both. One would be an artist, right? You'd get to tour the world, be super famous, but you don't write your own songs, or be a songwriter. You don't have to do all the touring. You don't have to be famous. You just collect money on royalties. Which one would you choose, Brian?
Oh, I want
to
be famous, man. Go talk to all these broke-ass people down at Venice Beach playing the guitar. Oh, I'm a songwriter. Oh, I'm doing it for the love of the game. Get out of here.
Thank you for your honesty. Chelsea, how about you?
I mean, being the next Camila Cabello sounds pretty good.
No one cares if you wrote your own song.
It does. But I will say, the thing that's cool about these songwriters is they know all the secrets. Because they're in studios for hours with these artists that we all look up to and listen to their music. And they know all the tea. So
we'll start spilling it, you nerds. We got stuff to talk about.
Right? Come on, call in.
Yeah, we don't care about how you were inspired to write that song. What did so-and-so do in studio? Yeah, I would be the songwriter, man. I just want to chill and collect money. That'd be dope. Brian's like, nope, let's be famous.
Liar.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 AMP Radio.
Shout out to our street team, AMP High Bros. Barely rolling back in from Six Flags. From grad night.
Jeez, really?
Out there hyping up the class. Are they still in the hallway? Get them back in here. Hyping up the class of 2019, man. This guy's going crazy out there, man.
They're coming. There they are.
AMP High Bros.
We're here, guys.
Hey, is this safe? Have you guys taken a day off since Cinco de Mayo?
Remember, these are the guys we sent to Vegas. They almost got kicked out of the red carpet at the Billboard Music Awards for bringing alcohol into the whole situation.
An entire bar, a cooler.
Did you guys get into any problems overnight at Six Flags celebrating the class of 2019?
Surprisingly, no. I don't think so. Did we?
Maybe at the end.
Oh.
What happened?
All right.
First of all,
sure you can share this?
We're going to get in trouble, man.
Hopefully our manager's not listening to this right
now. I think this is the only time they do listen, because every time we do something before 7 a.m., everyone talks about it in the hallway.
Are you serious? You maybe have gotten in trouble?
No, we didn't.
Okay.
Did you guys drink? Was there alcohol involved at all?
No.
Whoa, they're not. I mean, come on. Jeez.
Chelsea's grad night.
I mean, usually they're drunk when they're on air with us.
Chelsea's like, yeah, I know it's grad night. That's why I'm asking.
Exactly. I know how that goes.
She knows what happens grad night.
Exactly.
She already knows.
All right, get out of here, guys. Love you, man.
Love you, guys.
Good enough.
Love you.
Joe Well and Dan Well.
Hype.
Wow.
The hypest folk ever. It's 6:25.
Do you guys live in the building here?
We're going back to the room.
They live in the hype room.
Love you guys.
Love you too, man. All right. There they go. I love them, man. They're still wearing their dark sunglasses, chains all over them, sparkly shoes. And hype bros, man. Love those guys. All right, moving right along the same thing of class of 2019. This is definitely a terrible story right here. Sucks seeing this, man. So this has gone viral. A racist promposal. Not the first this year. Seen them in Florida, Texas.
Washington. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it happened here with students from Palos Verdes High School. And it's basically a dude and a girl holding up a promposal. They posted it on social media. It has since gone viral. And on this sign, it says this: "You are racist, but I would give anything for you to go with me to prom." Now, the interesting thing about this is that they put in, out of that sentence, they grab certain letters to put in bold, and it spells out the N-word.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these two students said they had no idea.
Okay. You're lies. Nah, you don't get to back out of it with that, buddy. Sorry.
I will say this. The amount of students and parents and teachers and people from the Palos Verdes community that has come out being like, yo, that does not represent our high school. That does not represent our student body. And just basically going after these two students saying, yo, these guys are idiots right there, is absolutely amazing. And it's good to see so many people speaking out against it.
Yeah, but is anything going to happen to them? Like, are they going to get suspended? They have to, right? School, I mean, I think that's what it depends on if they take action.
The school said severe consequences, which I got to be honest, that would pale in comparison to the consequences if I was their parents. Like, it's a wrap for you. And the thing about it is, this is part of an alarming trend that I'm seeing where, and I'm not going to say it's just white kids, but predominantly what I see on the internet is white kids thinking that racism on social media is funny. And it's awful because it's destigmatizing, like, those attitudes. It's not funny. It's not cute.
It's normalizing it.
Right.
Yeah, of course.
Like, yo, if you are racist, you can speak out about it and you're going to have support. You know what I'm saying? And that's not a good thing, bro, whatsoever.
It's just mortifying, like hand signals, promposal signs. We are smarter than this as people, and you need to, like, when you see it, like, I like it. Call it out on social media.
Hell yeah.
These kids deserve any consequences they get, they 100% have coming to them. You tell me you don't know what the N-bomb is, and you have it, you know, bolded out, like, you're lying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the sentence doesn't even make sense. If you think about the sentence that's written on the proposal, it doesn't even make sense. Like, what are you talking about? You are racist, but I would give anything for you to go to prom with me. So, first of all, that doesn't make sense. You're pointing out racism in the thing. Mm-hmm. So how can you act like you didn't know?
Oh, yeah.
You feel me?
Mm-hmm. I mean, well, one, they got busted, and now they're trying to get out of it because they want to go to prom. They want to go to graduation. If I were their parents, they wouldn't be doing any of that stuff. And you have to punish those kids to send a message that, yo, we're just not going to accept this, like, ooh, funny, cute racism on Snapchat. Yeah. Nothing about it is funny or cute. It's dangerous. It's a dangerous attitude to have.
Yeah, their prom is this weekend, actually. So shout out to all the other students at Palos Verdes High School in the community that's absolutely opposing this. And we know it doesn't represent your entire community.
Of course.
And I love the way you're speaking out about it and being like, yo, we are against that. That's not who we are. And we're going to do something about it, you know? And what's going to be interesting to see is, what does the school do? I know summer's around the corner, but what is the school going to do to try to help educate every other student at Palos Verdes High School? You know, maybe not just about punishing these two students, but it's like, yo, let's have a legit conversation about this. Why this is not cool, why this is not okay. So
I mean, it almost sounds ridiculous to have to sit down with human beings and try to explain to them, hey, this is why racism and racist attitudes are dangerous and reckless. Like, if I was a teacher at Palos Verdes, I'd be beside myself looking at people I know are smarter than this that are being morons.
But unfortunately, it's not surprising, because what did Starbucks have to do?
Right, same thing.
They had to close down to have a conversation with all their employees across the nation about racism, man. So anyways, shout out to all the good people in Palos Verdes area that are representing and standing up against racism.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Wild prediction. Rihanna's going to drop some amazing music this year, and next year she'll headline Coachella.
Yep.
Just putting it out there, Chelsea.
I know. I've already made that one. I don't know if you overheard me, but I really have said that before.
Well, then you know what? I'm like echoing you. I'm echoing you, Chelsea.
It's got to happen.
I've got a prediction. Lil Nas X drops an entire album, and then he headlines Coachella next year.
Yeah.
I mean, statistically, I think I may have an edge right now, because Rihanna's been on a little bit of a sabbatical.
She doesn't focus on her fashion and whatnot, creating some clothes and whatnot. So go get it, girl.
I was trying to get some information yesterday at the ASCAP Awards because I worked the carpet. And I think I asked like four writers. I was like, so have you heard that? Are you guys writing songs for Rihanna? Because like you always hear, like the songwriters hear who's putting together an album. And all of them said, yep, there's definitely been word that she's working on music. So
there it is.
I mean, we all know Lil Nas X is. He said it on Twitter.
Featuring Lil Nas, of course.
And his music video drops today, by the way.
At 12 o'clock, man. I'm glad you're excited about it. Now, Chelsea, that's what I'm talking about.
I'm just curious.
It's a beautiful day. Sunshine back in SoCal. 72 degrees to high and sunny. Enjoy it, because it's going to be cloudy the rest of this weekend. But, Joe, Memorial Day weekend, I know we're a week away from it. It's looking so nice, man. 70 degrees and sunny, a week away. So we're almost there. Chelsea, what you working on coming up next?
Trey Songz made a surprise announcement yesterday that sent fans into a downward spiral. Very dramatic. And Kelly Ripa comes face to face with Bachelorette Hannah B. one day after she called the franchise disgusting. So we'll see how that goes. That's coming up next in the Chelsea Report at 6:50.
Is that enough drama for that one?
Yeah.
Whoa, I wonder what these two monsters are going to do to each other.
The Chelsea Report.
So we talked about this a bit yesterday, but Kelly Ripa basically had Bachelor Nation coming after her because she said some not so nice things about the franchise.
You know how I feel about the show. It disgusts me.
So yesterday, Bachelorette Hannah B. actually went on the show. So had to face Kelly after those comments. And Kelly stood her ground.
Oh, yeah.
Hannah, now welcome. Okay. I'm not sure if they told you backstage. I'm not behind this at all. I am very against women fighting over a guy.
Uh-huh. It's not women fighting against each other. Really, some of my best friends came from the show and were really supportive. And, you know, when you have a group of 30 people together, there's going to be people who don't like each other. That's just simple. Ultimately, it was one of the most empowering things I ever have done because I had to push myself and grow as an individual.
Well, there you go. Guys, do you guys see this? Like, this is totally planned out.
Yeah. Oh,
to promote
the
show.
I mean,
like, they're both on ABC, Doc.
Yeah.
Like, the whole thing is just like, it's just so dumb. And you know what I mean? Like, the show is what it is. Mm-hmm. Let's stop making it some thing on, like, oh my God, these, they're looking for true love. They're not. They're looking for fame at this point. It's reality TV. I agree with Kelly Ripa. It's kind of ridiculous. It's kind of gross when you think about it. You got all these people who are probably some quality individuals, some trash, and they're all fighting over one person. But that's what it is.
Yeah.
I wish they would fight. Throw boxing gloves on them. It'd be hilarious.
That's it. You either love the show or you hate the show. You know what I mean? We sit here and criticize it, but like, I watch the show.
Oh yeah, no, I hate it. I hate watching.
Yeah. Well, what was interesting though, because I told you yesterday that the creator of the franchise, Mike Fleiss, tweeted out basically, you know, be easy, Kelly. The Bachelor franchise pays your salary. So that kind of, there's this whole feud going on. Well, now Grey's Anatomy star Ellen Pompeo, who's also on ABC, tweeted at Mike Fleiss. Yeah. Basically, she didn't like his comment at all. She says, your show does not pay Kelly Ripa's salary. Also, we don't attack successful women on our network.
Yes.
And men certainly cannot take credit for their success. Don't get me started on your show because I'm a savage. Hashtag Bachelor So White. What she said. So
she kind of rolled a grenade out at the end that makes it impossible. Like, you kind of end the argument when you make, like, when she says, hey, the show's too white. You're like, well, which part of this do I defend?
I just love her.
Yo, bro, I kind of appreciate some white folk beefing on Twitter, though. It's kind of cool. It's kind of cool. It's kind of interesting. And by the way, just to clear things up, Disney owns ABC, and I don't think they need help with money.
Yeah,
they're doing all right. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
The Bachelor pays your paycheck or whatever. Like, come on, bro.
Totally.
Disney's all right.
Just accept for what it is. Just funny, useless drama. And people are famous for 2 seconds.
Absolutely. Trey Songz sent his fans into a frenzy yesterday after he, I don't know where, just posted a photo of a hand holding the foot of a newborn baby. So fans were like, wait, what? Are you a new dad? Well, yes, I can confirm he is.
Congratulations, Trey.
Yeah, he later posted a picture of his new son saying, my son Noah, we are blessed and overjoyed. But obviously, it was caught off guard because he hasn't come out and said he's dating anyone.
Right.
As far as his fans know, he's single.
How did he have a baby then if he's not dating anybody?
I mean, you know.
I don't know how that works. Oh, yeah.
You could adopt him.
Well, the funny thing is that he hasn't announced who the baby is, so everyone has all these questions.
Yeah.
Tamra over here, she did some digging, and she found out that potentially...
Tamra, break it down,
girl. Yeah, break it down.
Well, basically, the baby mama is a dancer. Oh.
And how did you find this out? Where did you do your research?
Black Twitter, y'all.
Like, did they say if she's a ballerina? Or what's...
What kind of dance?
A jazz dancer?
Jazz.
What kind?
Like ballet folklorico with the beautiful Mexican dresses?
So him and Drake have a little bit in common?
Basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just clearing that up.
Congratulations.
Kanye West is set to appear on an episode of David Letterman's show, My Next Guest Needs No Introduction, and the trailer was dropped yesterday. Kanye, though, in it is being very candid. It seems like he kind of plans to talk about everything, including his bipolar disorder.
Mm. If Velcro had been invented first, would there be zippers?
You know, it's really a deep question.
Thank you very much.
When you're bipolar, you have a potential to ramp up, and it can take you to a point where you start acting erratic, as TMZ would put it.
Also appearing on the show, Tiffany Haddish, Ellen DeGeneres. It looks like it's going to be a great season.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Thank you, Chelsea. Coming up next, we're kicking off an Instagram in your hand once an hour. It's 7:10, your next chance to win $1,000.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked. High Hopes, streaming on Hulu.
Good morning, you made it to Friday, and I love it.
It's Friday, and let's go to party time.
Let's go to party time, and it's payday. Shout out to everybody who's getting paid today, aka credit card companies. Appreciate y'all being with us. We got a very interesting things for you to do this weekend. And so, Cal is coming at you from Chelsea. Break it down, Chelsea.
Yeah, so this weekend is the Long Beach Pride Festival.
Oh, dope.
It's going down all weekend long. 2-day event with live music, an array of food and drinks. And then the big parade happens on Sunday. So that should be a fun time.
Yeah, celebrate, you know, inclusiveness, pride, sexuality, all that stuff.
Diversity, all of the above.
Definitely. It is the last weekend to attend the Renaissance Fair. that is happening at the City of Industry, Baldwin Park. There are games, rides, turkey legs. Come on.
Those are so much more fun than you think. Like, if you've never been to a Renaissance fair, you think, ah, what a bunch of nerds. Like, it really is, man. It's so much fun, especially when people get into full character.
And people, like, spend all year long making these costumes. Like, you'll see, like, whole families in theme dressed
up. Theme weekends. I think the one that we were going to go to, I didn't make it this year, but the one that I was going to go to was they had, like, the time travel weekend. So it was like, it's like explorers from all over the world trying to be medieval.
That's cool. I love that. We should all do that next year, maybe.
Mm-hmm. I'm down.
Since it is the last week.
I know.
I'm down. Let's just do it on a random day. Roll up Renaissance style.
You always go to medieval times. You can turn it into Ren Fair anytime you want to.
Oh, that's so true. The Mental Wellness Festival is happening this weekend, and that's in West Covina. It's Saturday, May 18th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Edgewood Schools. It seems like it's a super cool event, festival. Basically, you can go, be informed, and celebrate mental wellness, learn about anxiety, depression, cyber safety. There's a free pancake breakfast, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. And
free pancakes?
Yes,
pancakes. Stay for the mental health.
Yeah, so all the info for what's happening this weekend we'll post on our Instagram, 97.1 Amp Radio.
Thank you,
lots of good stuff going on.
I appreciate you breaking it down like that. And I know Tamara's going to skip out on all these cool things in SoCal. Our social media guru, she's trying to go look for a boyfriend in another city.
Yep.
Like, she's getting on a plane because she's done with you men here in SoCal. Where are you going to go see if you find a man?
Atlanta.
Damn.
Look out.
All the way to Atlanta.
Yes.
And you're going to a college graduation because you want yourself an educated man.
Of course.
I would like to tell you, Tamara, that my girlfriend just left Atlanta. She's coming here because we're going to Santa Barbara this weekend. If you're in Santa Barbara this weekend, track me down. I'm going to be trying to wine taste my pants off. Wait, that sounded weird.
That sounded really weird.
My pants off. Whatever. I'll finish the statement. It is when she left this morning. Yesterday, it was like 90 degrees with like 89% humidity. So.
Oh shoot.
Tamara, real talk. Let's see you do meet an amazing man in Atlanta this weekend.
Yeah.
But he's like, yo, my life is in Atlanta. I'm a doctor. I'm going to be a doctor out here. We're good to go or whatever it may be. Would you move for a man?
No. Nah.
You're like, you gotta come to LA.
We could do long distance.
Yeah.
That's gonna be fun. You can make it work. I did that.
Because it'll be more exciting to see each other.
Uh-huh. There you go. It can kind of be like the bachelor date.
You gotta ask her that. You gotta ask her that question after she experiences humidity for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
She'd be like, I don't know. I'm never going to Atlanta again. The place is small.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Thanks for hanging out with us on 97.1 Amp Radio. Your chance to win 4 passes to have some fun at Six Flags Hurricane Harbor by playing, I love this game, SoCal
Shot Caller
Trivia. You're going to get 3 questions, guess 2 out of 3 correct, and bam, you win the passes. But every time you get one incorrect, Brian, Chelsea, or myself will get absolutely destroyed by a shock collar that we'll be wearing around our neck. You get to choose who wears it today. I got to wear it on Monday. It didn't make any sense. An amazing listener called in. She's like, hey, Edgar, I'm from your U.S. hometown of Santa Ana, too. You're my inner animal.
What?
I think she meant to say spirit animal. She called me inner animal. I'm like, appreciate you.
You're my inner animal. I kind of like that better. It sounds more ferocious than spirit.
You're my inner animal. I'm just an animal. I'm not a spirit. And then I got zapped, so I appreciate you. So who are you going to choose today? I mean, I'm on the table still. Brian hasn't gotten in a while, just FYI.
Oh, that's real fair. I'm thinking about turning it up to 20 today.
Ooh.
We've been hovering around like 15 for too long. Let's go up to 20, 25.
It's a great idea when you wear it, bro.
No, I'm just saying, you know, like, I mean, I think Edgar does it really well. He acts it out better than everybody.
This
you get more dramatic. He falls down.
We go live on Instagram, and the reason why I fall down, because the last 2 times I got zapped, there's been a malfunction in the remote, and it zaps me 3 times in a row.
Oh, yeah.
But on the comments, legit, some people are coming from me, they're like, yo, take those shots like a man.
Oh, shoot.
I was like, oh, all right, I see you. Anyways, if you want to play, give us a call, 877-971-HITS. Get super deals on tickets, season passes, and memberships when you visit SixFlags.com.
Who's getting shocked today?
Shock caller.
It's Shock Caller Trivia with Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea on 97.1 Amp Radio.
Good morning to you. Real quick, special shout out. Aaron, Nathan, and Scarlett, appreciate you guys listening to us. And Michelle, love you. Right about now, though, you're going to meet our contestant for Shot Caller Trivia. We got Ben from the LBC. Good morning.
Good
Good morning.
Love that, Ben. Love your vibe, my man. Before you tell us who you're choosing this morning to wear the shot collar, let me break it down for you. SoCal shot collar trivia. You're going to get three questions about SoCal. Gets two out of three correct, and you win. But every time you get one incorrect, either Brian, Chelsea, or myself will get destroyed by this shot caller. We are live on Instagram right now for your viewing pleasures at 97.1 Amp Radio. Ben, who do you want to wear the shot caller this morning?
You know, it's funny because it's got to be Brian. He hasn't been shocked in a long time.
I agree with you. I actually agree with you.
I can't even argue with that. I've been able to dodge some bullets here.
All right, Ben. So it is about SoCal. You feel pretty confident about this?
I mean, heck yeah, I'm going to try my best.
All right, how long you been in SoCal? Are you native?
No, I'm not native. I just moved out here about 5 months ago, and the first radio I turned on.
Come on, Tamara, really?
I know. The first radio I turned on was 97.1, so I've been listening to you guys ever since.
Well, I appreciate you, Ben. Yeah.
You rebounded on that comment, man. But still, I have a feeling I'm going to get shocked a bunch today.
So what Ben just tried to say is that the only reason he listens to us because he hasn't discovered another radio station.
Hey, all right, take it how we get it.
All right, here we go. Brian, you're so dumb, bro. Homeboy's only been here for 5 months. But I believe in you, Ben. All right, here we go.
If
you don't win, man, we got Elizabeth from Burbank on the line waiting to steal your tickets to go to Hurricane Harbor, all right? Here we go,
Ben.
Oh,
no, I'm winning.
Question number one. True or false? Los Angeles County has the highest percentage of STDs in the United States of America.
Oh, geez. It's a 50-50, though.
That's a false. That's easy false.
You don't think LA County has the highest percentage of STDs?
Nah, it's got to be some, like, crazy, crazy small town.
Okay. Fantastic. That is incorrect.
Oh, God.
Three, damn. Two, one.
Oh, oh, that was... Damn. Ooh, 20 is a lot.
Usually, we have the shot caller at about 10. Right now, Brian turned it up to 20. His hairs are standing up on his arms.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Not even kidding right now. Woo!
Ben, you don't know L.A. County just yet.
Okay.
It's a good thing that you haven't had any encounters.
Although, yeah.
But that's why.
You should know now. Take note.
Protect yourself before you wreck yourself. All right, here we go. Question number two. You got to get these next two correct, bro.
I'm going to bite on something.
Or else
I got this.
My man's like, I got this. I've lived here for 5 months. All right, here we go, bro. In terms of land size, SoCal has the largest county in the country. This is a fact. Is it option A, LA County, option B, Orange County, or C, San Bernardino County?
I'm going to have to go. Like, I can't think Orange County or San Bernardino County are necessarily that big, so I'm gonna have to go with LA County.
Oh, are you sure, Ben? Last chance, bro.
Yeah, I'm gonna stick with my gut.
Land size. All right, I'm sorry, Ben. You just cursed on the radio, bro. We got to disqualify you.
Wow.
My man dropped the S-bomb. So we got to disqualify him. And actually, the correct answer is San Bernardino County. So, Brian, you get a shock, bro.
What? No, he didn't answer. Did he?
He said L.A.
Yeah, but we didn't finish the question.
Let's go with the countdown.
No!
3, 2, 1.
Elizabeth, good morning. Oh.
Good morning.
Congratulations. You ended up swooping up the tickets this morning.
I won?
Yes.
I never won anything.
You won the Six Flags.
Oh, my God. I'm so happy.
So you're going to Six Flags Hurricane Harbor. Congratulations.
Oh, awesome. I wanted to go over summer, and I'm about to go on trail two finals, so at least I won tickets to
something. Oh, congrats.
Oh, what school do you go to?
Cal State Northridge.
Shout out to C-Sun representing the class of 2019. Love you, Elizabeth. Hang tight. We'll get you all the details off the air, okay?
Thank you.
Hold on. Ben, do not hang up. Even though you cursed live on the radio, we are going to hook you up with some comedy show tickets to go see Brian.
Awesome.
So hold on, all right,
May 29th, 8 o'clock, Bray Improv. We're going to get you on the guest list, man. Don't worry. We'll high five over this absolute fail this morning.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 AMP Radio.
Good morning. Happy Friday. The official music video to Old Town Road drops today at 12 p.m. And let me tell you something. I saw a little snippet of it. It looks like a full-blown Western movie production, like at a whole nother level, bro. They went all out on it.
I hope Billy Ray better be in it, right?
Yeah.
He's gotta be. I saw the picture of him where he's like staring through like a hole.
Yeah.
And it was like became a meme. People were like posting pictures staring through like tubes and stuff. It's like him with his cowboy hat, just like looking into the camera.
You know, it reminds me of, was he watching Kanye Sunday Service?
Oh yeah.
All the shots are like so through that little hole. So that's gonna be dope. Tons of new music dropping today, music videos, and Chelsea's actually gonna break it down for you guys coming up next.
Yeah, so DJ Khaled dropped his much anticipated album, Father of Assad. It's full of huge name features. I mean, everyone is on it.
So good.
Yeah, so we're going to break down some of the tracks coming up next in the Chelsea Report. That'll be at 7:50.
And before we get into highlighting one of the dopest songs on this album, you got a shout out for Huntington Beach, Brian.
Oh, yeah, man. Thanks everyone who came out last night to Gallagher's in Huntington Beach. I did a show there. It's a every Thursday night show. Mm-hmm. I got to close it out last night, and it was like standing room only, packed.
Awesome, man.
And Huntington, I haven't been in so long, man. I love Huntington Beach. They got like a big surf contest going down there. Oh, the pier was nice. I mean, I was by myself, so I like took a walk on the pier by myself. I was like, well, how romantic. I'm just alone. Like, what a weirdo.
Man, Huntington Beach was our beach that we'd go to, like, high school and college. We would grab my homie's mom's minivan that was busted up. The AC didn't work, and it would overheat.
Oh, no.
So the way we'd have to keep it to not overheat was by, in the summertime, running the heater. And rolling down all the windows.
Oh, that's awful.
Ah, it was so much fun, though, Chels.
Struggle is real when you're young. But everyone who came out to Gallagher's Pub in Huntington Beach last night for the stand-up show, my show was great. We had a fun time. See you next time.
All right, get ready for this, man. One of the songs that is absolutely a standout in DJ Khaled's new album is called Higher, featuring the great Nipsey Hussle and John Legend. Absolutely amazing. This is a song that DJ Khaled checked in with Nipsey's family, mm-hmm. and 100% of its royalties proceeds go to Nipsey's kids.
Mm-hmm. Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 AMP Radio.
We got an awesome text from the 714. Her name is Christina. She wants us to shout out her newly converted AMP Morning Show listener, and it happens to be her boyfriend. She's
Nice.
I'm so excited. I got him hooked on you guys. Now we have something else to bond over. His name is El Crazy from Anaheim. El Crazy, welcome to La Familia. You're going to fit right in. We're a little bit loco ourselves, too. So, Crazy, shout out to you, bro.
The Chelsea Report.
It's another one from DJ Khaled. I had to do it.
He's so good, man.
So good. He's obviously been teasing this album, Father of Assad, for the last 2 years. Much anticipated. It was produced by his 2-year-old son, Assad Khaled.
Like he's listed as the producer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. that's a big deal.
That's one way to pay for college.
Yeah.
Okay. Smart.
Know, right? Listening to it, a lot of people are saying, and I agree, I think there's probably like 5 or 6 singles on here. I mean, what Khaled's known for doing, he's really good at just bringing people together. And you have literally the biggest names are featured on his album. Jay-Z, Beyonce, Nas, SZA, Lil Wayne, Future, Post Malone, 21 Savage, Chance, Big Sean, J Balvin. I mean, the list goes on. It's so incredibly impressive.
You got to be a visionary to be like, which artists will go together. And then if you listen to the entire album, I was bumping on the way into work today, he like tailor makes the beats for that artist's style.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we're going to definitely dive into some of these songs and highlight them for you. So.
Obviously, the biggest song, you know, people are talking about today that we just played for you is the Nipsey Hussle, John Legend song, Higher. One thing I thought was interesting, and I, the music video is out now. It was filmed just 3 days before Nipsey's passing, which is crazy. And they filmed it on a rooftop in Inglewood.
Yeah.
But Khaled has said that, you know, right after the music video was shot, he said to Nipsey, he was like, we're gonna win a Grammy for this. Like, we are going to win a Grammy. So I think that's interesting. And it's such a good track. Here's a little snippet of it. If you've,
I know they'd rather see me down, put my soul in the fire. My granny 88, she had my uncle in there. A miscarriage back to back.
just that gospel vibe, right, man. It just speaks to your soul.
It's crazy given, you know, what happened. We all know what happened with mm-hmm. Nipsey's unfortunate passing, right? Due to street violence and stuff. But the message, the words, the vibe of the song has such a gospel feel, and it's such a kind of a, like, the devil's a liar. Like, all these things that are almost become this insane symbolism for what ended up playing out just shortly thereafter.
Yeah, like, what I take out of it, right? Like, the devil's a liar, go higher. In a sense that, like, it's evil, right? Don't fall into evil. Mm-hmm. Don't believe evil. It exists, but don't fall into it. Go mm-hmm. higher and go above. And such an amazing message. Such a great record.
So incredible. Mm-hmm. Next song I want to highlight is the Cardi B and 21 Savage song. It's called Wish Wish, and here's a little snippet of that.
Dude, that's old school Cardi. Yes. Let's go back to Bodak like Yellow.
That's good. I'll dig that.
Next track to talk about, Celebrate, Travis Scott and Post Malone.
Mm, fire. Celebrate for the ones we lost, yeah. Celebrate with the ones we died, yeah. If you're just tuning in, man, we're unpackaging some of the dopest records on DJ Khaled's new album, Father of Asada. Definitely dope songs, man. I'm so excited to just bump it all summer long. You know how we were talking about, like, summer anthems and whatnot?
Yeah, I feel like there could be one from here.
Yeah, facts.
Next song, this is a banger. It's called You Stay. It's, okay, ready for this? It has Meek Mill on it, J Balvin, Lil Baby, and Jeremiah. And you were saying, Madge, right, that it samples one of Diddy's old songs?
Yeah, Diddy's songs, like 90s, 2000s vibe called Senorita. When you hear the beat, you kind of, like, put that together. I just remember, like, being on the East Coast listening to that summertime. So
and you picked it up right away when you heard it.
Yeah, it's so good.
So let's hear the Khaled song, and then we'll hear the sample, because he also sampled La India Me Engañaste, a Spanish record as well, so it's pretty dope. It's good. And then so this is the Diddy record right here that he sampled on.
Senorita,
that, right?
Yeah.
The OG. That's what Majestic would bump on the way to sixth grade.
So funny to hear MCs sing before auto-tune.
Right.
Because he had to, like, Diddy just had to roll with his, like, off-key just singing. Now it'd be like, man, the robots.
Of course.
What's so dope about DJ Khaled, man, you know, he's sampling so many different sounds and different genres of music. And even on that record, he sampled La India Me Engañaste, which is a Spanish record. Sabes bien que fue un engaño. Lo que me hiciste fue un pecado. Así mismo me engañaste. So to be a visionary like that, man, to be like, yo, these songs will come together. Obviously, he lives in Miami, so he's exposed to so many different cultures and vibes. So it's definitely an art.
Yeah, definitely. So if you haven't checked that out, check out DJ Khaled's new album, The Father of Asad. It's definitely going to be, like you said, Edgar, I mean, summer anthems all day long. So that's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One of the first animal meme stars of social media has passed away. Rest in peace. But first, in its life, it did build a $100 million fortune.
It's pretty strong.
That's insane.
Now, off the air, Brian brought up a good point, saying if I were this cat's owner, I would have never told anybody it died.
I mean, I guess.
He's like, you gotta have some extra pictures.
You have the backup. I follow a ton of animal accounts, way more than I'm like comfortable admitting, really, on Instagram. But sometimes you'll see, because I follow one. He's like this husky, what is his name? Loco, the husky dog, or something like that. But they've added a second, like a little puppy with him. So now they're like pals, and you can see that the transition's happening. But like, it looks like I think this was an. I think this was an emergency.
That's like the cutest thing I've ever heard you say on the radio, transition. Bro.
Oh, but the thing that's interesting about Grumpy Cat is that it wasn't. It's not just like a type of cat you can buy. It was actually like a feline dwarfism. Like there was actually like a birth defect that made this cat look grumpy. So you can't just replace this cat. And it was like 6 years ago. The owner basically posted a photo of this cat on Reddit, and it just said "Meet Grumpy Cat." And then that's kind of all of a sudden. And like you said, it was the first internet animal celebrity to be turned into like memes.
And Chelsea, you were saying like Grumpy Cat, rest in peace. It would make appearances, and it would get paid. Paid appearances, legit.
Grumpy Cat's IMDb is insane. It's been in 21 movies.
Uh-huh. Wow.
It's got its own movie, Grumpy Cat's Worst Christmas Ever. It's got 3 stars. It's like a little kid's movie. It's been in Garfield, like all these different cartoons
stuff. It was named Meme of the Year in 2013 at the Webby Awards. It like beat out Gangnam Style and Harlem Shake. I mean, this cat, it was a true, true celebrity. And, you know, it passed away, and it's really sad. And now, obviously, like you said, Brian, there's other internet animals. Now we're used to seeing these animals go viral. You know, there's like Jif Palm and there's Boo.
Murdy the skateboard dog.
Yes.
Tell me about Jif Palm.
Jif Palm is so cute. It's a palm dog, Pomeranian.
Oh, okay.
And it has the way it's like its little fur is cut. It kind of looks like a lion, like a little mane.
Mm-hmm.
But it actually does tricks too. So I literally see him at every Hollywood event.
I've
taken so many pictures with this dog. Like I've gotten to know the owner really well. But the dog, one time I asked her, I was like, "How much does the dog get paid?" I mean, these animals get paid thousands of dollars to make appearances.
Does it have a will?
I mean,
you want to know who inherits the money from Grumpy Cat? I was reading the thing about the Grumpy Cat passed away from a urinary tract infection, so I feel like it was definitely a shock thing. But also, if Grumpy Cat had like a feline dwarfism situation, it may have just had health complications regardless. Grumpy Cat didn't look super healthy in the last few posts. Like, she looked old.
But, you know, the owner did say, "Hey, Grumpy Cat wasn't grumpy at all. It was actually a very loving, sweet, cuddly kitty." So
just had like resting bitch face.
Yeah. One of my favorite. I was looking at the different like memes that were made, and these are two like the bigger ones. It's just a picture of this grumpy face, this grumpy cat, and it says, "I had fun once. It was awful." And then the other one that I love, this one, it says, "Your tears give me strength."
Oh my gosh.
Those are two of like the bigger ones, the more popular ones.
We'll post some of Grumpy Cat's best memes up on our social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. Rest in peace, and its owner, $100 million.
Yeah, I think they'll be fine. Wow. I probably got enough Grumpy Cat photo shoot content to keep that train a-running.
See, we're doing it all wrong with my daughters, bro, trying to go viral. They're too happy.
Yeah.
I think that's the issue. They're smiling too much. You know what I'm saying?
The pictures I honestly think that would go viral are every time Ariel is getting way too huggy with Alani, and Alani's face, the two-month-old's face, is like, what is this clinger doing?
Yeah. Stage 5 clinger
side
on me.
Side eye all the way.
Let me get to making that meme right now. Thank you, Brian.
Y'all need a retirement plan, bro.
All right, Fabila, coming up next, we got the hookup hotline. If you're interested in finding some love or just hang out with somebody new, hit us up. It's like speed dating, but live on the radio, 877-971 hits.
It's like speed dating live on your radio. The hookup hotline.
Pick up the phone, baby.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea on 97.1 Amp Radio.
All right, let's meet our two potential lovebirds. We got Virginia, age 26, from Santa Monica. Good morning, Virginia.
Good morning.
And we got Mike, age 28, from Sherman Oaks. Good morning, bro.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
We're doing great. It's a sunny day, a little rainy yesterday, so we're looking forward to today being a hookup. Hopefully, it works out between you guys. You got 97.1 seconds on the clock to get to know each other and then decide hookup or hang up. Let the hookup begin. Go.
Always lived in California?
I actually moved out here 3 years ago from the East Coast.
Oh, okay.
How about you? Are you from California?
Yeah. I was born and raised in Santa Monica.
Oh, cool. From New York.
Oh, okay. Like New York City or?
Brooklyn, actually.
Where Brooklyn at?
You said you're born and raised in California. What do you do out here?
Actually, I'm an aerial dancer and I'm an instructor.
Wow. That's so dope.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm a personal
super cool
fitness coach. And so it seems like we have, you know, fitness in common.
Have you ever done something like this before? Like, have you done some blind dates or anything?
I've actually been new to like dating apps. I've been finally starting to give it a chance. I got out of a relationship like 2 years ago, like a serious relationship. So I've been taking it easy, but now I'm getting back into the dating scene. So I'm definitely looking to like, you know, meet someone of quality and, step out of my comfort zone. So how about yourself?
Yeah. I mean, like, I've just been, like, dating here and there. I've had, like, a couple weird relationships. Actually, like, kind of on that, this is super weird, but, like, have you ever told a girl that you loved her if you didn't?
No. Love has always been, like, a really scary zone for me. So even saying the word, it's a little scary, you know. But that's why I do take that very seriously. So, no, I've never done that. I've only been in, like, two really serious relationships, and they were people I was in love with.
So, like, do you think then, like, you have, like, trouble loving people because, like, you did that?
Whoa. You know what it is, I think, is that I have a lot. I know that I have a big heart and I have a lot to give. So I don't want someone to, like, take advantage of that. Like, I don't have, like, love issues. I grew up with, like, loving parents and a big family. So
time's up.
97.1 seconds. Chelsea's in love.
Heart me still.
Damn.
What a sweetheart.
Mike, you don't know this, but Chelsea's already holding you in her arms.
She's like a puppy. No, he's holding me. He's the big spoon.
She's just clutching.
Well, before Chelsea seals him, Virginia, we're going to ask you if you want to continue the hookup or hang up. But first, we're going to put Mike on hold. And you won't be able to be swayed by Virginia, all right, bro?
Okay, sounds good.
Hold on. Virginia, what are your thoughts on Mike?
I thought he did great. Mm-hmm. I kind of threw him some zingers there, and he handled them.
What about the kind of scared to love thing?
No, but I appreciate that.
Feel nervous, though? But he seems so, like, he had trouble even saying the word love here.
Because when he says it, he really means it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I certainly would give him a chance. I think he's a good guy. I think it's a good option. I mean, a lot of times I'll throw them questions to try to throw them off their game, and he handled them genuinely. Mm-hmm. So that's a good sign.
I love that Virginia's just like, I'm a pro at, like, dating right now.
Tossed him a couple zingers. He handled them well. I brushed him back off the plate.
Exactly. Virginia, so continue the hookup?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Hang tight. You're going to be on hold. Won't be able to hear Mike's answer now, okay? Hold on.
Okay.
Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, you're doing great, bro. What are your thoughts on Virginia, man?
I thought she was really cool, actually. I liked how confident she seemed, and she was very, like, confident in leading the conversation. And, yeah, she sounds very interesting. I would be curious to meet in person.
There you go, Mike. Hey, man, I appreciate how in touch you are with your feelings and how open you are about
I've actually never talked about love in the first 2 minutes of a date, but that was pretty intense.
Sounds like you don't talk about love for a long time in the relationship.
Yeah, right?
Well, I just want to congratulate you for saying love without stuttering that time. That's good. All right, my man, let me bring her back on, and then you'll find out if she wants to continue the hookup or not as well, okay? Hold on. Virginia, Mike, you both are on now.
Yay!
Hey!
I want to say congratulations. You both decided to continue the hookup.
There we go!
Oh, hey! Awesome.
What are you guys going to do?
Oh,
Chelsea wants to know if she can come.
I know. What, are you going to try to swoop? Hey, so where are you guys going to hang out?
What a coincidence. Oh, you guys are also hiking today?
Oh, my God. How weird.
I'm rooting for them.
We'll figure something out. You know, start off with something chill and then get to know each other. Go from there.
Sounds great.
Are you guys cool if we check in with you on Monday around this time to see what happened, if anything does happen over the weekend?
Yeah, sure.
Awesome. Feeling good about this one, guys.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Happy Friday, 97.1 Amp Radio. Thank you for hanging out with us. So sometimes you jump into your Uber ride and you end up having a really cool conversation with the driver. Other times, it doesn't matter what they got to say. You just don't feel like chatting or hearing anything about whatever their project is. No, I'm not a full-time Uber driver. I'm working on this music, or I'm working on this app.
I got a script, man.
Yeah, dog, I'm good. Yeah. It's going to get picked up next week. Whatever that may be. Well, now Uber has heard you, and they've created different modes for you to place on your app before you jump in the Uber ride so that the driver knows what kind of mode you're in. And you can either set it as quiet mode, aka shut up, don't tell me anything, or happy chat mode. I'm down to talk. Let's talk while I'm in the ride.
Can the driver also do the same thing?
Exactly.
Yo, because if I was driving and they're like, happy chat mode, I'm like, canceled. Do not want to talk to you.
I feel like it should be more protection for the driver, man. They probably deal with more nonsense talk with passengers than the other way around. Facts on that, man. By the way, it's only when you order a Uber Black or Uber Black SUV. So well,
that's not
like,
fair, man.
Hey, kill me, what's your name?
They're hating on just the Uber XLs and the Uber Xs.
Yeah, Uber XL, you're going to get whatever the driver wants, man.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up next, inside of the Chelsea Report, what you working with, Chelsea?
So who's rumored to play Batman next? It's actually a pretty surprising casting choice that's causing a ton of controversy.
Uh-huh.
And A-Rod, J-Lo's fiancé,
yeah.
has been caught with his pants down.
Well, won't be the first or last, I think.
Yep, we'll talk about that next to the Chelsea Report at 8:50.
The Chelsea Report.
Robert Pattinson is in negotiation to play the next Batman.
Wow.
So,
some opinions in here, huh?
Producer Brad, why are you so against that? You were like, out of everybody in the room when we were talking about off there, you're like, no, no, no. Where did I get that from? No, no, no. There's like an audio that's.
I think I was just yelling no.
Yeah,
at
somebody. It happens in the
why
studio.
Why are you
lot.
So against that?
Listen, the last few Batmans have been amazing. Even with Ben Affleck looked exactly like the comic book. Robert Pattinson is going to be a trash Batman, and it's probably time to change colors.
Well, wow. Oh, man. The last like big role. I mean, he's been in a lot of movies, but obviously he's known as playing Edward Cullen in Twilight. Right. So kind of, you know, the...
You can't not see like his vampire. Like pouty, slappable, pasty face.
Well, don't worry, Producer Brad, because it's not totally confirmed yet, but they are expected to close shortly. Nicholas Holt is actually runner-up, apparently, is what I'm hearing. Mm-hmm. So, sort of random. Obviously, as you can expect, it's very controversial. I read a tweet said, Robert Pattinson is Batman. This is exactly why Marvel is better in every way.
Ooh. Dang, I'm gonna start off that.
But then, this is interesting, too. People are saying, look, we need to give it a chance. I guess when Heath Ledger was selected as the Joker in Dark Knight, he got the same sort of backlash.
Really?
So, I don't know. I mean, the movie doesn't come out until 2021. Mm. It's interesting. If Rob does get the gig as a 32-year-old, he'll become the youngest actor ever to play Batman on the big screen. So,
I'd rather have The Rock play Batman.
Oh, geez, bro. He can't do everything, bro. Yeah, I cannot see Moana, bro.
Just have a racially diverse Batman. You know what I mean? Like, he's giant. Rock does everything great.
He is pretty good.
Who?
Idris Elba should be the next
Batman. Oh, yeah, I like that. Dude,
say that a little louder, bro.
Idris Elba should be the next Batman.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
No teen heartthrob vampires.
Yeah. So a photo of Alex Rodriguez, A-Rod, has leaked, and it's really creepy, you guys. So it's basically of him on the toilet in his New York apartment.
What?
The creepy thing is that it was taken through the window of his home.
Scary.
It's the home he shares with J-Lo. And in the photo, he's sitting on the toilet doing his business and texting on the phone at the same time.
He's one of those, huh?
Apparently.
Let's not shame. I mean,
that's a topic in itself. Who does that? Who texts?
I do, for sure.
Everybody.
What else are you going to do? Just sit there and just be bored? Yeah, right.
Hopefully you wash your phone afterwards, too.
I guarantee you we swab everyone's phones in here. They're all disgusting messes.
True.
I guarantee we've all texted in our group text while on the toilet at one point in time.
Oh, that's such a gross thought right now.
Next time the group text is going off, just know what's happening. I'm going to do it to you guys before the end of the show today.
Oh, no!
Thanks, Brian.
Don't get in my head like
I'm
that.
I'm calling it right now.
As you can expect, his legal team is trying to figure out where it's from. They don't know who took the picture. They just know it's someone by like an apartment nearby.
That's creepy,
they're trying to
man.
Figure it out, but I just thought that story was super, super interesting. Yeah. Halsey has dropped new music, you guys. It's a new song called Nightmare. It marks her first solo single of 2019. This is definitely the darkest side we've seen to her. This is like dark era Halsey, kind of like, this is very much like an angry anthem. But the song itself, it reflects the frustration of being a female in 2019.
Wow.
Constantly being told to smile or how to use your body is kind of the statement Halsey released. But it's a super empowering anthem. It's all about girl power. In the music video itself, it features actress Cara Delevingne, Suki Waterhouse, and Blondie frontwoman Debbie Harry.
That's dope.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Everybody, let's go to party time.
Yeah, party time. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Thank you for hanging out with us. Coming up in less than 4 minutes, your chance to win another $1,000. That's at least like maybe two tanks of gas and a tall white chocolate mocha. So we got you.
Tall, yeah. Maybe.
Is there smaller than that, bro? Just a shot?
Can I get into baby cup?
All right, listen, let's be honest about something here on the show. And I think you listening would have to agree. We do have some of the deepest, most meaningful debates ever known to radio. And I appreciate you calling in and being involved in these. Like earlier this week, we asked you, do you wash your legs every time you shower? Very deep conversation about that. We found out Chelsea and Brian don't. I wash them most of the time, but not every time. Brian does it for just safety precautions because the shower's too small and he can't bend over.
I don't. I've almost fallen through my shower door like five times. My tiny little old shower built in like the 60s for like people that are 5'2". And then I don't want to get my feet all slippery.
Hey, why are you looking down at people that are 5'2"?
I'm not. They're looking up at my shower.
Today's question is, and I need you to be honest about this. Ladies, would you say you are a side pool girl or a get booty naked girl? Hmm. Let me give you a little bit of context, though. When it comes to using the restroom while wearing a romper or a full bodysuit, what do you do, ladies? Do you pull it to the side or do you take it all off? And this topic is inspired by our very own social media guru, Tamara, that honestly put out this question on her Twitter account. It says, ladies, question, when you have to go to the restroom and you're wearing a romper or bodysuit, what do you do? Just curious. Do you pull them to the side or you get booty ass naked? 877-971-HITS. Call or text us with your answer. Which kind of girl are you, Tamara?
Pull him to the side.
Pull him to the side.
I didn't even know that was a move. Like, what kind of aim do you have to be able to pull it to the side? Technique.
That is a gift and a talent. That needs to be on America's Greatest. What is that show?
America's Got Talent.
For sure. Like a whole ensemble of girls.
I think you'd make it out of the first round if, like, there was just the stage open for America's Got Talent. There's just a toilet there, and then Tamara comes out and just does, like, this hover move.
Yeah.
Pulls a leg to the side and somehow makes the target.
Yeah. Chelsea, when you're rocking a romper, you actually just recently switched. What was your previous technique and what technique do you use now?
Yeah, for the last, like, what, 2.5-3 years since rompers and bodysuits have been a thing, I always did the get fully naked, like, always. And it was always annoying because it'd be like, I usually like be here at work and, like, it's early in the morning. I don't want to, like, take off my top to go to the bathroom.
It seems uncomfortable to get naked in a public restroom.
Weird. It's yeah, it definitely is. Well, I don't know how I just discovered it, but one day I was like, I think I was rushing and I was just like, I got to do a little pull to the side situation, and it worked. I washed my hands and I was like, wow, I feel like a changed woman. I will be doing the side pull from now on.
Would you say it was empowering to do
the
side pull?
Yes, absolutely. Wow. And I was sort of like, you're dumb, Chelsea. Why didn't you figure this out earlier?
Right. Like, you're a little late to the game.
Yeah.
Now. Well, congrats on figuring that out.
Thank you.
What about you? What kind of girl are you when rocking a romper or a full bodysuit? I'm telling you, we go deep on the show, especially on Fridays. Are you a side pull chick or are you a full body nude chick? You know what I'm saying? And to just prove how empowering it is, Brian is actually wearing a romper this morning.
Find out what kind of girl I am today.
It's purple and pink, and it's got a floating cat head.
Space. It's a space-themed cat. He's got a taco in one hand and a slice of pizza in the other.
So we're going to do something. DJ Majestic is going to grab our phone here in studio, and we're going to go live on Instagram at 971AmpRadio, and you'll follow Brian into the restroom, and he's going to attempt a side pull while wearing his romper to take a leak.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Real personal.
When did I sign up for this?
This is going to be a bonding moment for you guys.
Do we need to clear this with human resources, or can we just go barging in the bathroom with a live streaming camera?
Yeah, just check, make sure nobody's in there before.
Yeah, we'll check first.
All right, cool.
Because these stalls can get dirty.
So we'll come back. We'll see what Brian's experience was like once we come back in about 7 minutes or so. But right about now, call in or text 877-971-HITS. Are you a side pool girl or get booty naked girl when wearing a romper and going to El Baño?
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Right about now, we got a very important debate going on this morning. Meaningful. I know it's a little too deep for a Friday. I get it, guys. But sometimes you just got to talk about these important issues in life.
You got to tackle the tough problems.
Yeah. The question for you this morning, ladies, is, are you a side pool girl or a get booty naked kind of girl when it comes to using the restroom while wearing a romper or a full bodysuit? This whole conversation amazed me, blew my mind. I didn't even know this debate existed until Tamara, our social media guru, brought it up. And Chelsea and Tamara, you guys are both side pool girls. And Chelsea, you say it's empowering.
Yeah, and I didn't do it until like literally 4 months ago or so. So I'm new to it.
I'm shocked that women are that gross.
Why?
Because I always just assume I never hurt, because that's a guy move. The pull to the side is a dirty, disgusting guy move. It's like a gross thing we do. It's like we're lazy. And I'm only saying it because I just am shocked that women don't, like, for the most part, I've only heard of the get fully nude thing. And I got respect for that, too, because that is mad awkward as well. But just the leg to the side thing's gross.
And by the way, that's just, Brian feels so passionate about this because he's currently wearing a romper. And on our Instagram Live at 97.1 Amp Radio, we gave him the challenge to go to use the restroom, go number one, and do the side pull. So we'll get results on how that went in just a few minutes.
For the record, I did both.
Oh, like look at you. Let's go to the phone lines. Monique from the LBC, are you a side pool chick or a get booty naked girl chick?
Definitely a side pool chick.
Get it, girl. Now, were you always a side pool or did you evolve into that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, always. Wow. It's just easier. It's so much more convenient.
You have some good friends. They gave you a heads up early on.
No, I give my friends a heads up on how to do it.
Okay. I needed you in my life.
Monique, be honest with us because this is mind-boggling to me. I didn't know girls had this good of an aim. You know, like dudes, obviously, you know, we can control our aim. It is absolutely amazing to me. You've never peed on your romper before?
No, and you know what? I even do with those like bodysuits, you know, those little girdles. Those are harder because they're really tight, but you got to have that perfect aim and just like pull really hard to make sure you get it like, you know, around. You can, yeah.
It's also the strength of the stream. Like it's the it's the power pee, right? You just got to push and then it's a straight aim.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now I understand why it's so empowering, ladies. I appreciate that. Monique, thank you for joining this deep and meaningful conversation this morning with us.
You're the best.
Thank you.
Side pools for life. Lisa from WeHo, you're against the side pool and you're actually a get booty naked girl when wearing a romper and using the restroom. Why, Lisa?
Because when you're lit, the pull aside is a terrible, terrible idea. I speak from experience, okay? It only took me 2 times to figure out that there is just going to be pee everywhere.
Oh, my God. That's interesting, too, because I feel like if you're at a pool or a public place, you're trying to balance a lot of times because depending on how gross the bathroom is, you're maybe not sitting down all the way, so you're trying to pull to the side.
At a pool, and you just go in the pool.
And you've been drinking, so it's like that. I mean, you know, there's definitely been some issues where I've had some balance issues. I can see where you're coming from.
A little splash zone area.
Yeah.
Lisa, appreciate you calling in. So you learned the rough way, the tough way, by tinkering on yourself that you're actually a better full nude kind of girl.
Yeah, I will be a get booty naked girl for life now.
She's about to get a tattoo that says that for life.
So gangster.
What are texts saying, Ryan?
We got one said, you got to get booty naked. Mm. That's from the 818. From the 714, bodysuit side pull all the way, but romper just depends on the type.
Yeah.
Shorts rompers, you can do the side, but if it's a long pants romper, you gotta get naked. And then from the 951, we got, I was a pull the side girl until one day I had the worst accident ever, and from then on I became full nude girl.
So, Chelsea, you're sticking with side pool.
So for now, but now I'm nervous. Maybe it's coming.
It's bound to happen.
Eyes on the drinking.
So, Brian, how did this experiment go? You're wearing this amazing romper with a floating cat eating a taco and a pizza, and it's purple and pink. Your legs look great, by the way.
Thanks, buddy. I've been working on them a little bit, you know, running a little bit.
You did both, but you did attempt a side pool to take a leak. How did that go?
Well, I don't know how you guys wear these things, man. They're, like, claustrophobic. Like, I don't like having everything attached. When I move my arms, like, it comes up, like, in my butt crack. Like, I'm not a big fan of rompers, I gotta be honest. So I went into the bathroom to do the side pool. And look, I've done the side pool 1,000 times in my life, but I'm a dude, and we do it, like, sometimes, like, gym shorts or whatever.
Right, looser stuff.
Right, but I always expect that there's gonna be a little bit of residual splash all over, and doing the, like, one, you have to pull the leg to the side really far, and you have to hike these things up because these rompers don't have a ton of give, at least the one I'm wearing. You know, pull it all the way up, and then it's like I had to straddle the toilet kind of, because you got to make sure it goes straight down, right? Like, it's gonna be just like you got to let gravity be your best friend there, and you got to go. And then it's like the problem with it, and then I think, look, I get it if you're doing it out of convenience, but you're gonna get pee all over your legs.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, so I mean, I didn't get it on the shorts, but definitely a little bit on the boxer briefs, I'm sure, because I'm not fully naked right now because I felt uncomfortable via HR violations. Just wear a romper, no pants, no underwear. But then I did get the fully naked thing. Man, that seems dangerous. Like, what if there's an emergency at the club and you got to run?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got to put your romper back on first.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for trying that. It is up on our Instagram Live. If you want to check that out, at 971 Amp Radio. It is tough being a girl.
Yeah,
bottom line, what does our poll say on Instagram, Tamara, at 971 Amp Radio? Side pool or booty ass naked?
Right now, it's fully nude, booty ass naked.
They need to come to the good side.
Right? Come on, just slide over.
Just throw caution to the wind if you get pee on yourself. It's your body.
Come over to the side pool. Come over to the side pool, says Chelsea. This is Bad Guy Billie Eilish on 971 Amp Radio. Good morning.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings.
971 Amp Radio.
Dopest Moment Award. Gotta go out to DJ Khaled, John Legend, and the great Nipsey Hussle for blessing our ears this morning with this new song called Higher, man. So amazing.
I know they'd rather see me down, put my soul in the fire. But we keep going higher, higher. My granny 88, she had my uncle in there. A miscarriage back to back every year for like 10. Pregnant with my mom, doctor told her it was slim. Was bedridden for 9 months, but gave birth in the air. Pops turned 60, he proud when we done.
So good, and even to see the music video out, man, it's impossible to not hear it, watch it, and not get goosebumps, man.
Right,
it's so good.
It's crazy because they filmed that music video just days before Nipsey passed away, and they did it right here in LA at a rooftop in Inglewood.
Yeah.
I mean, the vibe of the video, it's they're celebrating. You can tell they're all just such good friends, and it's heartbreaking, but also, I mean, I love that song has so much gospel to it.
Yeah.
It's just got such a good vibe.
What a great way to just put a stamp on his legacy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he was a rapper, activist, somebody who was really into community development, and his message is one of, you know, like, overcome, you know, stay positive, you can do it, you know, like, reinvest in the community.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. And so to have that song be, you know, a posthumous, like, stamp on what he was doing. Because if the song came out and Nipsey's on there and it was like a feel-good, like, summer anthem kind of thing, we'd still be like, yeah, all right. But to have that one be so impactful, I think, is just such... It's a testament to, like, the three of them, and also kind of knowing, like, what his path was.
Right. I think it's going to be a huge, huge song, obviously. I mean, everyone's talking about it today for multiple reasons. But I also read that right after they shot the music video, DJ Khaled turned to Nipsey and was like, we're winning a Grammy for this. You know we are. And so...
Claim it.
Yeah, it'll be awesome to see sort of what happens during Grammy. Anytime.
Yeah, so you can request it now on Twitter at 97.1 Amp Radio or our Instagram. Love you guys. Coming up next, we got Yessi Ortiz coming at you, hooking you up with $1,000 every hour. Instagram in your hand. The next chance is at 10:10 this morning. Stay tuned. Don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy. Love you guys.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.